Peter Schweitzer, The Biden Campaign is Hiding Kamala Harris, Here's Why. By Robert Krajicek on September 8, 2020. Joe Biden's presidential campaign minimizes Senator Kamala Harris's DCA, public exposure due to Harris's lack of charisma, alienation of moderate voters, and exposure of the former vice president's weak mental and physical condition, said Peter Schweitzer, author of Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite, and senior contributor at Breitbart News. Biden's team explained the former vice president's rare public appearances as a function of concerns related to the coronavirus. Schweitzer noted that if Harris were to be more visible than Biden, it would undermine the ostensible rationale for Biden's limited visibility. Schweitzer said, "I think that the Biden-Harris campaign is sort of on the horns of a dilemma, because Joe Biden has been scarce on the campaign trail. There's all kinds of speculation why. The campaign wants to officially say it's because they're trying to abide by some kind of COVID restriction to limit travel. I think a lot of observers believe that it has more to do with the health of Joe Biden and the fact that he is highly vulnerable, but also there are questions about his performance when he does do speeches. If Joe Biden is not out there on the campaign trail and Kamala Harris is, it highlights the fact that they don't have a policy about campaigning regarding COVID-19, determined Schweitzer. It's just they don't want Joe Biden out on the campaign trail. Listen." Schweitzer noted Harris's lack of popularity in her home state of California as evidence of the senator's lack of charisma. "She's not terribly popular, and she doesn't poll well," Schweitzer remarked. "Recall when she dropped out, before the presidential primary in her own state of California. She was polling something like 8%. In a lot of respects, I think it is kind of a mystifying choice." Harris's likability factor doesn't seem to be particularly high, Schweitzer estimated. "I think that's one of the reasons why she is scarce in the campaign. From the standpoint of Democrats, it's a very poor strategy. Voters expect you to go out and earn their votes. And if you're not going to work for it, it's hard to attract people." Marlow observed Harris's inauthentic emotional expressions. "She is not particularly persuasive," he stated. "When she speaks, I think she laughs and giggles at inappropriate times, and she gets strident from time to time." Harris's political positions undermine Biden's decades of positioning as a moderate Democrat, Schweitzer explained, further necessitating the Biden team's lessening of Harris's role in the Democrats' presidential campaign. Schweitzer said, "Joe Biden has positioned himself for most of his career as a more centrist Democrat. He was not a George McGovern Democrat. He was not a Jimmy Carter Democrat. He was Bill Clinton-like Democrat. Along comes Kamala Harris, with a voting record to the left of Bernie Sanders, particularly when it comes to issues that are front and center right now, such as race relations, the police, and issues like reparations." Harris's political positions risk alienating suburban Democrats, speculated Schweitzer. He said, "She is very, very outspoken and vocal in a way that is probably not helpful from the standpoint of the Biden campaign in appealing to suburban voters." Schweitzer remarked, "Part of my theory is that they're keeping Harris off the campaign trail because they don't want her out there saying the kinds of things that she has said in the past, because it will scare a lot of moderate voters." Biden's physical feebleness is exaggerated in contrast to Harris's well-being, Schweitzer noted. He suspected that Biden's political staffers seek to minimize this exposure by limiting Harris's public appearances. Harris refused to take questions from union workers and black business owners at a roundtable discussion in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on Tuesday. While wearing a mask, Harris said, "I think we're all done here," when invited to a question and answer session. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.